Chapter 23. Walden and Oshiro, that deputy marshal who baked the brownies you liked, they're on their way, Dad said, awkwardly double-checking that the shotgun was loaded. Then he took the shotgun and shells and left. Okay, so maybe Mom hadn't abandoned them. Megan still wished she were here. She followed her dad back out to the living room. He set the shotgun between the front door and the bay window. Figured you wouldn't want this in your bedroom, he said to June, when he caught her watching him. Never mind that he hadn't even bothered to change the sheets on the bed. Did he really think June was that dumb? She wasn't. Someone tried to kill my husband and kidnap me a few hours ago, Mr. Callahan. Not sure why you think the presence of a weapon would disturb me. Megan smiled. It wasn't often that anyone called her dad's bluffs. He looked sheepish. June crossed over to the coat rack beside the front door and grabbed her purse. I have a pistol, if you think it will help.
You brought a gun into our home? Dad asked.
He always was so sensitive about guns. If he just relaxed and learned to be comfortable around them. But never going to happen. Because her father didn't see a gun, he saw a person. Make that people. On either side of the trigger. Guess when you worked with veterans, helping them with their PTSD, talking about all that death and destruction, it made you see things differently. June didn't seem taken aback at all. That's why Megan liked her so much. She wasn't that old, yet she seemed so clear on what she needed to do that she didn't care what anyone else thought. With Seth being on the road so much these past few months, I asked Oshiro to get one for me. He taught me, and of course, got a carry permit pushed through as well. Pistol packing mommy to be. The image of June shooting filled Megan's vision. Now that was kick-ass. Dad must have seen something else when he looked at June.
I'm sure Seth will be back soon.
June returned her purse on the coat rack and swiped at her eyes with a knuckled fist. I wish I believed that. But I know my husband. He'd do anything to protect us. After what happened earlier, I think he decided to take matters into his own hands. Dad thought about that. From the look on his face, Megan realized it was exactly what he would have done if he'd been in Seth's position. Part of her felt proud that she had a father who would risk everything to keep her safe. Part of her was terrified by the thought. And Dad was standing right here, safe and sound. Poor June. Megan rushed to her side. He'll be all right, June. She looked to her dad. You need to call Mom. Tell her to find Seth and send him back home. From Dad's expression, he'd be telling Mom more than that, hopefully telling her to come home herself. He patted his pockets, glanced at the sideboard.
Left my phone in the car. Where's yours?
Megan ran down the hall to Graham's room where she'd left her phone charging. The charger was there, but the phone was gone. She returned to the living room. June paced a circle in front of the fire. Her hands pressed against her back. She looked so uncomfortable. It's not there. Seth must have taken it. What's wrong with the phone in the kitchen? June asked, glancing at the old corded phone on the kitchen wall.
Power and phone lines go down all the time up here, Dad explained. Coletta switched from the landline to using a cell once the new tower went up.
Still, he crossed over to the kitchen and lifted the receiver to his ear. Then he tried to dial 911 and 0.
Nothing.
June stopped, arched her back, and grabbed Megan's shoulder, tight. Her face twisted in surprise, and she looked down at the floor. June, what's wrong?
My water just broke.